Look, Matt, I've not heard that it's happening, but I wouldn't like to just out and out say no, it's not, because I can tell you now, with an industry like the mango industry, for example, we rely wholly and solely, pretty much, on seasonal workers who are on a holiday or on a working visa of some sort, and I can imagine that somewhere in the mix of things, there's some exploitation of workers going on.
The NT Farmers Association isn't aware of any actual individual cases.
No, we're not aware of any individual cases. We get feedback from time to time of poor management practices of staff. So, of course, you know, we have a question mark over, you know, some of the practices that some farms have. But I've not heard anyone say that there's a particular supplier of a labour hire company or a supplier of staff or farm that's operating outside the law. But again, that's, you know, that's not necessary to say that it's not happening in the Northern Territory and other parts of Northern Australia.
Mm. Have we got something in place to make sure it's not happening?
Well, the Northern Territory Farmers Association has been an advocate for seasonal workers and trying to get that space right, and working along the likes of AusVeg and others, we're trying to get our head around what more we can do to make sure that seasonal workers are readily available, because we rely on them so much, but secondly, that they're protected. And that's a massive undertaking, a big piece of work to do, but we've certainly had it on our agenda for some time now.
Some of the examples exposed last night on Four Corners were shocking, and yet they're stories that I've heard about before. They've been exposed on different programs over the years. Nothing seems to be getting done. The problem is not being fixed. Why do you think that is?
Probably the key issue is that we have a massive industry across Australia, and government's just under-resourced in that space, I imagine. And again, they're hard places to try and get you know, supervision of that issue on. And again, one of the biggest issues is that these people are coming here maybe with English as a second language or not speaking English very well at all. And so they're an easy target for exploitation, because they're not sure of who they can turn to when they've been treated poorly.
The blame last night seemed to be pointed more at the labour hire companies rather than the farms themselves. What's the setup here in the Territory? Do farms rely a lot on the labour hire companies?
Yeah, some do. Some organise their own staff, and so you get a mix of that. But again, I think all businesses have an obligation to do their due diligence on the sorts of companies they're doing business with. So if you've engaged a labour hire company as a farmer, you really should do the checks and measures on that organisation to make sure they are doing the right thing. I think the buck stops both with the industry, but I think also government has to play a major role here, and I think there needs to be a call to action for government to start doing something to one, monitor the issue, and then secondly, to try and manage it out.
Well, already there are talks in government of potentially some changes. The ramifications of the program, is it likely to affect perhaps how the NT Farmers Association deals with upcoming harvest times this year?
Well, I think first of all, we'll be loud listeners in this space. I think we'll be watching what happens here, and we'll certainly be talking amongst our council members and other members as we roll out a new strategic plan to try and find out, can we elevate this issue and give it a higher priority? That's the first thing. And then the second thing I think we should be doing is having a conversation with government to say, well, what more can industry do to work with government to try and solve this problem? But the reality is we have an enormous reliance on seasonal workers, and we need to make sure that that space works right.
Mm. Because hopefully not, but you'd have to think the NT is not immune to this very serious issue.
NT is not immune to any issue that affects horticulture and agriculture across Australia, Matt.
Grant Fennin, thanks for your time on the Country Hour today.
Always a pleasure.